We are still talking about communication skills in greatness coaching and therapy with Heidi M. And today in part 3, we discuss non-verbal communication skills. Heidi, what on earth would that be? Would that now be sign language?
Well, I suppose that could be.
How are you?
Well, you wouldn't know, but I have a massive smile on my face. No, you can tell I've got a smile on
my
face.
I can hear it.
Yes. You can hear it. I'm well, darling. Eon, how are you doing?
Great, great. Thank you. Especially now that I'm hearing your voice. But at least we are communicating verbally.
Yes, we are. We are. So I want to tell you what are nonverbal communication skills. Nonverbal communication refers to your body language, right? That's your whole body. And then your facial expressions. And then your gestures. Gestures are what you do with your hands. And then other little nonverbal cues to convey messages, like the way that you move, the way that you take yourself from point A to point B. So nonverbal communication skills are those that we can see, right? So they play a very significant role in our interpersonal communication, Eon. And they often convey those emotions and these intentions that we have more strongly than the words do, because we see nonverbal communication skills and our sight of our five senses. The sight is the one that people who can see rely on most. So that's why it's so incredibly important. You cannot just sound great. You should also look the part. You know, incidentally, I just remembered something that I heard some years ago when I did research to teach my students at university, this thing about nonverbal communication skills. In the old days, I'm talking about the 60s and 70s, the BBC news readers, radio news readers, were made to dress in evening attire. Mm-hmm. The ladies would have their evening dresses on, and the men suits, penguin suits, their little bow ties. They were made to dress like that because when you look a certain way, you also sound a certain way. The two will always go together. So I'm not going to ask you what you are wearing today. That would be a bit creepy, wouldn't it? Hi, Eon, what are you wearing?
It's daytime. It's okay. It's not after midnight, so it's still okay.
And you're also not reading the news this minute, right?
Yes, but never dressed formally. But I can actually imagine what you mean. I mean, nowadays we broadcast in PJs because people can't see us. But it's so true what you're saying. Yeah, you know, when you're like really dressed up and you look good, you also feel good, and then you sound good.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is exactly what you said there, as 100%. So now the rest of the nonverbal communication, let's look at the facial expressions. That's the smiles, the frowns, the raised eyebrows, and other movements that convey your emotions. Now, I'm just saying, be aware of your facial expressions. Some people have a very deadpan face. You know that there's scarcely any movement. And that is not very engaging.
Botox.
So when you are in, well, apart from the Botox, and then if Botox is the cause of your deadpan face, I really think you need a little less of the stuff. The idea is not to paralyze your entire face, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what, you know that you mentioned it. It looks fake.
Yeah.
It doesn't look It's not engaging. Botox or no Botox, you need to, I'm not a great advocate for looking at yourself in the mirror, because then we become a bit self-critical, perhaps too self-critical, but just every now and then, just check in with yourself, because you can really engage people so much more meaningfully if your face has the natural movements that that we expect of a face. And also, beware of that resting face, you know. Some people don't know it, and I didn't know it when I was young, like in my 20s. And so somebody told me one day, Heidi, you know, your resting face is the B word, you know. And I saw myself in the mirror one day, and I was, oh, my soul. So get somebody that you trust, a family member or a friend, just to tell you what your resting face looks like, because that could be quite off-putting. Now, the other side of the coin, don't go ballistic with the facial expressions. Don't put them on, you know. you're not a stand-up comedian. So you don't have to go overboard, but there has to be something happening there that is real and authentic. Now I want to talk about posture. Oh, my goodness. Oh, people really, really, really have to pay attention to this. If you are slouching with the shoulders falling forward, the normal posture we have these days because we work on our phones so much, that does not inspire confidence. You don't look professional. You don't look like you have confidence. You don't look like you have much to offer. You look depressed and downtrodden. Pull your shoulders back. Stand tall, you know. And make sure that you look the world square in the eye. And in order to do that, you have to have a proper posture. I cannot emphasize this enough. And posture is one thing that people are not adequately aware of and adequately pay attention to in their everyday life. You know, I attended a conference in Sandton Convention Center a while back, and there were hundreds of attendees. It's a LeaderX conference, and we had so many speakers. Oh, there were many, many speakers. And some of them coming onto the stage being unaware of their posture. And those people's talks just did not go down well. And I could tell that the audience was like, okay, we don't know why, but we can't engage with this person. The eye contact was all over the place, and something's off, you know, because the ordinary guy on the street won't go, oh, okay, he's got terrible posture and therefore I'm not engaging, but we just know that something is off. So I'm not saying this is only for when you are speaking in front of people, but also in your everyday dealings, in your everyday life, especially at work, and where you have to engage with people on a more professional level. Please check your posture. And eye contact, while I made mention of that in my previous point, maintaining or avoiding eye contact. I mean, you can tell a lot by what somebody is doing with their eyes. So If you are aware of your eye contact, like your eyes are not fluttering up and down, looking all around, because that also makes you look like you are not confident in who you are, and that you don't know what to offer, what to bring to the table in terms of this conversation. So be very aware. By that, I don't mean pick an eye and stare into it relentlessly. just kind of keep eye contact, you know, because some people tend to look up at the ceiling if they're unsure of what they're saying, and other people are looking down at the floor. So we want to avoid that. It just doesn't look good, and it doesn't provoke a desired or a positive response, evoke a positive response from the person or people that you are talking to. And then I also want to say something about gestures. Hand movements, the gestures are very important. We do talk a lot with our hands. Oh, the Latino people can talk a lot with their hands. They are going with hands. We do too here in South Africa, but some people are going a bit ballistic, right? So it's just like hands everywhere, in front of the face, fluttering around like a windmill. That also makes you look uncertain of yourself and insecure if you have to go so crazy with your gestures. So be careful, and don't point at people, for crying out loud.
No.
Pointing and clapping hands, that's not great. And sometimes we do these weird things because we are nervous or we feel out of place. So just find that stillness inside of you when you are nervous or when there's a discussion that you perhaps have to be part of but feel uncomfortable with. So just find that still sweet spot inside you and let your hands relax a little bit. By that, I mean, don't be a statue either, you know. Mm-hmm. Again, find that happy medium, that middle way, right? And then my last point on this. Before I say that, just my whole idea with today's chat to you, Ion, is for the listeners to be aware and become aware of their own nonverbal cues and those of others, right? So that they can improve their interpersonal communication. Now, the final point I want to make is this proximity to others, the distance. Be careful that you don't go into people's personal space, but also not so far away from people that you don't manage to connect in a conversation. And by that, I mean to make that mental connection with somebody. Like if somebody's standing 3 meters away from me, I don't feel that they are connecting with me and that they really want to have a conversation with me. But if you come into my personal space, you're too close, then I become very uncomfortable. And chances are I will cut the conversation short. Somebody did that to me yesterday. I don't know this guy from a bar of soap. I hope I never get to know him either. But he was literally standing, literally in my bubble. He was a centimeters away from me. It was so weird. And the more I moved back, the more he came forward.
Oh, no.
Yes, I very quickly remembered something I had to go and do. And I literally ran.
Wow.
So you don't want that.
Yeah.
So again, you know, you need to use your common sense, but you need to cultivate this awareness of yourself, being mindful of yourself, and then being mindful and aware of others. And in that way, the whole idea with this communications three-part talk that we are having and had is for you to improve interpersonal relationships, professional relationships, and to connect meaningfully with other people.
Yeah. Oh, this is so, so interesting, Heidi, and sorry to hear about that situation you had there. My pa had altijd gezegd, jy staat in my water.
Precies, dit was dit.
Yeah, it's not nice, eh? And and I also wanted to say, I know my posture is quite bad. I am working on it because I think it's, you know, in front of the computer the whole day. So you end up sitting like a question mark and it's terrible. But if you want to see bad posture, just visit your nearest home affairs office and you will see bad posture.
No joy of life there.
No, they're literally sleeping. They're slouched over, sleeping. It's terrible.
That is so sad. That is so, yeah. And you know, we're laughing about it, but that's so unprofessional. It's just so not okay. Nothing about this is okay. Mm-hmm. It shows us you don't want to be there. You hate being there. You're disinterested. That's what we read from that.
Yeah,
right? But
they don't want to be there. They also don't want to help you, so pretty accurate.
You know, Ian, for somebody who has to sit, it's quite accurate. It's 100% correct. Spot on, baby. But you know what people can do with the posture for people who have to sit or be in front of their computer for a long time every day is extended periods of time. There's the beautiful phrase. Now, don't I sound professional? If you have to be in front of your laptop or computer for extended periods of time, what I got is a standing desk. My brother introduced me to this, and I thought, oh my soul, I'm never going to be able to cope standing in front of the thing all the time. But I am. It's fantastic. It's got an anti-fatigue mat, and it's called standing desk. They don't know I'm saying this, but I'm shamelessly punting these people right now.
That's awesome.
It's a South African invention. Please go Google it. And then you know what you do is you get one of those bar stools that can go higher or lower. So if you want to sit, then you just adjust the thing and you sit in front of it, but there's no back. So you have to kind of sit up straight in order to see what's going on in front of you.
Yeah.
Or you can get one of those Pilates balls that you just blow up and use that. Sit on that. It's going to force you. It's going to force you to sit up straight, Ian. Are you snickering away?
Now I'm just imagining this ball popping or something, you know, while you're on the phone call, on air, yeah. Or falling off, you know, it's quite possible.
No sleeping, okay? You have to be awake for the Pilates ball.
Oh, Heidi, this was very, very interesting. Thank you as always. And just lastly, your contact details.
Oh, yes, that's right. You can reach me on 079-815-6305. Pop me a WhatsApp text and we can chat, or you can find me on Facebook. It's Heidi M Wellness. I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Cool. And if you see Heidi in public, please don't go so close to her. I know she's pretty, but please respect her space.
Bless you. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Next week, talking about boundaries. That's going to be also very, very interesting. Heidi, thank you so much. Until next time.
Bye-bye.